of the Mueller report. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department has released a statement defending Attorney General William Barr's handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. The statement says, in part, that the Mueller report contains sensitive grand jury material that cannot be immediately released to the public. Barr has come under fire from congressional Democrats for issuing a four-page letter summarizing Mueller's nearly 400-page report. Barr has informed members of Congress he intends to release the entire report with redactions by mid-April. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Boeing has admitted Thursday that a faulty sensor in its anti-stall system played a part in last month's deadly Ethiopian plane crash. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg apologized for two recent crashes.
We at Boeing are sorry for the lives lost in the recent 737 MAX accidents. These tragedies continue to weigh heavily on our hearts and minds. And we extend our sympathies to the loved ones of the passengers and crew on board Lion Air Flight 610 and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302.
Ethiopian investigators released a preliminary report into the disaster that killed 157, saying the anti-stall system kept pushing the nose of the plane downward shortly after takeoff as the pilot struggled to take control. Ethiopia's transport minister said the pilots flying the Boeing 737 MAX 8 performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft. U.S. government has granted waivers to just 6% of visa applicants subject to a travel ban on a handful of countries during the first 11 months of the ban. That's new data reviewed by Reuters. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, confirmed at the Oval Office that